Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Morgan, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We got an incredible episode today, number 25. Would you have believed it?
I didn't think we were going to make it to 30 without this one.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, listen, will you do the honors? First question.
I don't even know if he needs any questions. Maybe just let him introduce himself.
Sounds
first.
Great. Let's do that.
Well, maybe we could do like true false or something like that. Right? Since we're so close to the schools, right? We just do true false.
You want to let everybody listening know who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, thank you for letting me be a part today. Right, congratulations on number 25. So kudos to you guys and what you're doing. Steve Drew, the chief of police here in Newport News. Man, it's coming up on 7 years, July 4th. It seems like yesterday, but no, this is great, and thank you for the honor of being here today and hearing a little bit more about what we're doing and questions you might have, and hopefully we have a little bit of fun today. This is the best outfit I've had on today, believe me.
Well, yeah, I was going to comment on the red shirt. Diehard fan, yeah. Yes?
Yeah, you know, I grew up like about 25 minutes from Cincinnati, Riverfront Stadium, and I just had some great memories there growing up and stuff. Like, I was going to be the next center fielder. And, you know, the good Lord had some little different things in mind, but, you know, it was at least a dream starting out.
Right. So you're originally from where?
Yeah, Cincinnati area, Fairfield, Ohio, but like I said, about 25, 30 miles right outside of you know, like Kentucky, then you got the Ohio River, and then boom, the ballpark right there in Cincinnati. So growing up, just did a lot of basketball and baseball there. And, man, it's a great place. Nothing against Virginia, but, yeah, the memories there and stuff. Mom and dad, family still there. And I get a chance to go back and see them every now and then. So winters are a little worse there, but
right. So you're born and raised in that area,
absolutely.
Right, yeah. And then somehow,
yeah.
You make your way to the beautiful Commonwealth of Virginia. Like,
absolutely.
How did that happen?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, man. I was in college. I was enjoying life, and I started applying from different departments. And I remember being I had this recruiter in Richmond. Richmond, Virginia. John Cohane, right? He was he was about 10 years ahead of me. He was a sergeant recruiting, and man, I just had a blast. And he made me feel like they wanted me to come to Richmond.
Wow.
So I think, you know, when we talk about recruiting in our own department, that personal connection, I think, sets you apart. I can't tell you the number of people that come through our department and say, man, just from the way I showed up, people were waving to me and said hello to me in the hallway. They introduced themselves. But that really set the tone for me. I was playing baseball in college, and he would ask me, how's your batting average? We won't talk about it. How's the team doing? We won't talk about that either. But he's like, yeah, just make sure we're online. Make sure we're online. And when I graduated, I went back to Cincinnati. I was working in the lumber yard, right, loading them landscape timbers. And I got a call from Charlotte, North Carolina, about 10 a.m. in the morning. And I called mom and dad, like, hey, they want me there in 3 days. So we were like, all right, how do we do it? And about 2 hours later, Richmond, Virginia called. And it was John Cohane, and I had like 2 weeks, and I was just like, I had felt a connection there. So that's how I got to Virginia and was able to do, loved my time there, a great career there, 25 years in Richmond, and learned a lot, and able to bring some of that, of what we're doing here, and blend that together. So
we'll forgive you for the Richmond part, but
yeah, yeah,
25
already.
Years, what
already.
Part of, yeah, I got to give you a little bit.
Starting early, it's good.
What part of 25 years would you say was probably the most enjoyable part in Richmond?
Wow, I'll tell you, you know, I think anybody in law enforcement, there's different phases. You know, your time, you're learning the job, right? You're in the academy, and then you get out and you're making interactions with people and having, and the next thing you know, you're applying to be a sergeant and not really sure that's going to happen. And then it comes through, and the next year you're a lieutenant, and then, man, you wake up and you're an assistant chief there. So, like, flew by. I will tell you the favorite part, you know, not really an assignment or a rank. To me, it was interaction with people. I think for me, I really enjoy hearing people's stories and hearing about them. Love listening to what. So it would just be a knack for me. So whether, you know, in the early 90s, we had the thing with the drug things going on the street corners. But I would be able to build a relationship and at least have conversations. I think how you talk to people makes a big difference, right? Respect. So as that developed, people knew me in the beat that I had, or the district, if you will, the sector, if you will, and people would tell me things. And then detectives would call, like, hey, Drew, do you know this or do you know about that? And that just kind of stayed with me. And I think that's really the secret to policing, I think, is building relationships. You know, there's good days and bad days, right? Good things happen in the city, bad things. But, you have relationships with people you work through those. And that was really, I learned very, very quickly how important it was to build those relationships. And that's what would be my standout from Richmond.
Right. Now, is law enforcement something that has always been on your radar? Is it something that your family partook in previous to you? How'd that work out?
So, look, I'm growing up and my dream was like, I'm left-handed. So I'm going to be a center fielder for the Cincinnati Reds. This is going to happen. That's what's supposed to happen.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I did have some talks with Pittsburgh, the Pirates, and at the time the Montreal Expos. And you see that didn't work out either. So I took some law enforcement classes. I did a ride along when I was in college for about 3 months, and then had to write a paper about that. Now my grandfather, there's a small town in Ohio, New Madison, Ohio. They had a police department of two. So my grandfather was the individual who would pick up the trash, and he was also the constable or the what they would call the police chief there, but it was a department of two. I think the population is like 1,000. But I remember going there as a kid, and I got to walk with him in the neighborhood, right? So if you ever watched Andy Griffith, Mayberry,
sure.
That's exactly where it was at,
sure.
Right?
Here we go. He's
so,
dating himself.
Yep, so I'm telling you. I remember I'm like 5 or 6 years old, and I'm walking with him, and people would come off their front porch and would come over and talk to him. And or out of their store, right? They'd be sweeping and they would walk out and talk to him. And I just remember him telling me, like, it's all about how you treat people. And that always stuck with me, whether it was with sports or just relationships, friendships. It's all about how you treat people. You don't always have to agree, but having those conversations and building relationships, I think you build a mutual respect. So that's kind of was in the back of my mind, and it just kind of, you know, the road I was on, right? It just kind of detoured here, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
So a very important lesson early on in
your
life.
Absolutely.
That you've carried on throughout not only your career, but your life.
Absolutely.
Your existence, if you will.
Absolutely. And like I said, I wouldn't change it. You know, when all of us, I know in everything there's time frames and timelines, but that's what I will always take away is the relationships that you build, not right. The number of arrests or seizures. It's always going to be about the people you meet and the people that you work with.
Right. Not to take anything away from those things in regards to importance, but those connections that you make with human beings really drive the rest.
Oh, no doubt.
Because if you're good at it, you'll be successful. If you're not so successful.
Absolutely.
Now, where did you attend college at?
So I was at a small school in Urbana, Ohio. It was kind of right between Columbus and Cincinnati, like right in the middle, close to Dayton, right? But I enjoyed it there. I had a good time there. Did all 4 years. Yeah, man, it seems like yesterday, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? I'm like, how do I, it just seems like yesterday.
Wow.
And you enjoyed college?
I did. The thing for me is when I did that internship with the police department up there, just being in the car and going to those calls. And, you know, even when I interview people now that want to come to the department, one of the things I ask them is how did you feel when you're in that car? And, you know, we didn't have computers in the car then. Because I'm dating myself.
Right. Of course.
Right. But you hear dispatch and you go to calls and people walk out and have those conversations and you start taking the report. And I was like, man, I enjoy this. I like the shift would be over and let's do another one. I really enjoyed it. And I think you got to enjoy what you do. There's nothing worse than getting up and not liking what you do. So I really enjoyed it. And it just kind of took off from there.
Wow. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, 25 years in Richmond. Why Newport News?
Yeah.
So I will tell you, I got a call, you know, as you meet people in Richmond, we would get a new chief about every about every 4 years. So I probably had 9 or 10 chiefs that I worked for while I was there. And it was a little bit bigger department. So when you you have a chief come in, we're going to be more community oriented. It takes a while to move that ship that way. Or if we a chief that's going to be more, we're going to be more enforcement, you know, to move back. And it's hard. When you have a lot of those movements, it makes it difficult. Now, you learn a lot of different styles in policing. But I had a former chief that I really looked up to, really helped me a lot, made a big impact on me, talked about kind of what we're talking about with community. And he called me and he said, Newport News, Virginia is looking for a chief. And I'm like, well, chief, I don't have a shot at it. And he's like, listen, go down, look at the city. If you're interested, let me know. And I'll make some calls and we'll set up, get you, help you with the application process or whatever. So I came down about 3 different weekends. And I stayed around that city center area. I drove, you know, the two main thoroughfares, Warwick and Jefferson Avenue.
Right.
I drove by each precinct, the academy at the time that was here. Not to mention that great academy we got now, right?
It's beautiful.
Thank you, city
gorgeous.
Council, right?
I was literally there last night.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
So as I go through the process, like it was down to 6. And a lot of the individuals in that room were assistant chiefs or captains from other jurisdictions. And most all of them are chiefs of police now in other areas. My good friend Chief English was here Eric Randall that was here, now is down in Pensacola doing his thing, right? So this was a good, really good group. It was hard competition, and I like, yeah, this is a good experience, but they're not going to look at somebody like me. And then it got down to two, and then I was meeting the city manager, Cindy Roth, at the time, and the head of the HR division. And I remember coming down and having an interview with them, and then the city center, right, I was walking back across, you know, all the little gazebos right there by the fountain, and you went, wow, okay, it's over, and I hope I didn't. And the HR director came out, and we met right there in the street, and we sealed the deal right there.
Wow. It's like a movie.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. She's like, Steve, and I turned around, and I walked back, and she said, this is what we want, and I said, I'll tell you what, let's do this, and I'll be here tomorrow. And we shook hands right there, and that's what happened now.
That's incredible. Now, did you always have aspirations of being a chief of police?
So, you know, a couple buddies of mine in the academy when I started, you know how, like, people come in the academy class and they'll ask you questions, like,
sure,
out of the blue, and what do you want to do? Oh, narcotics. What do you want to do? Oh, homicide. And I'm like, man, don't ask me. I don't know. What do you say? and they came to me and I think I'd like to be a chief of police one day. So everybody teased me. I was like, oh, I should not have said that. I shouldn't have said it, but I did, and I got teased the whole way through that, and then but all those guys who teased me, you know, were the first to call and congratulate me on the opportunity here. So it's been great. The people you meet in the profession and in the communities, you get attached to them. It's like extended family, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And so, is it everything that you thought it was going to be?
I'll tell you what, it's that and more. You learn something new every day. No day's the same. And it's like 100 miles an hour. But I enjoy that pace. There may come a time where I'm like, man, but I enjoy, you know, when the things are moving fast and you happen to get things done. Because then I think, you know, you're not overthinking it. Like, hey, this is what has to be done, and focus on what you're doing. But I enjoy the pace. You know, like started this morning with a walk with President Kelly and seeing you over to the middle school here at Gildersleeve, right? Got to hang out with the mascots. The kids were doing some cheerleading and some of the students that I knew there. And then here with this, I have a lieutenant meeting later today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There's another. Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah. And so that's always great to hear, because we're like high school sometimes, right? You got to dispel all these rumors
that
come
out.
Sure.
Are we changing uniforms? Are we getting there, right? Like, wait, where did you get that from? And it's funny. I will tell you, every time I go to the lieutenant's meeting, well, where did you hear that rumor from? Where'd that come from? It's always, they always say it's the second floor. So that's for the viewers, right? That's the detective division. They always say, it doesn't matter what lieutenant, they always say, oh, the second floor. It's never anywhere the second floor. But I enjoy the pace. I don't think I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah. And you absolutely, to me, I get the impression, and I think Melissa will back me on this one, you really like what you're doing.
Yeah, I do. I do.
I mean, there's an enjoyment there.
Yeah.
And I think where you are best is when you're interacting with the community. It seems to be such a passion, especially for youth. Am I on target?
No, you absolutely are. And I'll tell you, I've learned early on, right, that regardless of what happens, critical incidents, routine days, if there is such a thing in our field, but relationships make all the difference. When someone stops you, and if I'm doing a chat with a chief on Facebook and like, hey, chief, just want you to know their Diet Mountain Dew's on sale at Food Lion.
Yeah.
Or someone who has graduated, comes, they see you. I was at City Center. We've been working out there on Saturday nights. And this high school, well, she's in college now, was walking across the street going to the movies with two friends. And hollered, Chief Drew. And I stopped and recognized her and came over and gave me a hug. She's in Virginia Union playing volleyball. And some of the others, I was like, do you know her? And I'm like, yeah, I've known her since like the last 6-7 years, right? That matters to me. When citizens feel like they can call and talk to you, that's just a connection. And when things aren't so good, right? When something critical happens, and like any police department, we've had our share as well. That makes it, when you can sit down, talk to someone, and I'm not talking about over a phone. I mean, face to face, put your hand in someone else's hand, look each other eye to eye. I think those relationships make all the difference.
Right.
So, regardless of what we're dealing with.
Yeah. And I think that's in any profession, really, right? It pays dividends, no doubt.
And I think the earlier you learn that, right, as I've evolved and got, not older, we'll say more mature.
It's okay.
Right? More mature. See, but, Melissa, sir, keeps forgetting that I'm older than you are.
See, yeah, but so you look better. You look better.
No,
you got better hair.
No. I have a little
when
hair.
When we sat down, they told me I got to put some powder on my head. So
the powder stops all.
But yeah. I think you learn that. And it becomes more valuable, I think, as you the officers who figure that out early on, they take off. Sometimes you pick that up in later parts, right. But in my career, and not always. Maybe we'll talk about it with the commissioners and stuff with youth, but not always. You know, I don't know. Like, building those relationships, you got to be vulnerable and like, hey, what do you think? What's your opinion? What are your ideas? So, try to talk last. Try to bring people who don't always open up. Try to draw them into conversations, sure. Get their opinion. But spending time with kids, I think, is probably one of the best things about this job.
Right. So total between Richmond and here, how many years of service do you have?
Gosh, so what? 25 in Richmond, 7 here. What's that?
So you're working on 32.
Yeah, it's flying. It's flying. It'll be 7 years here, July 4th weekend.
You're rounding 40.
I'm getting up there.
You're getting up there.
I'm getting up there. Yeah. You just got to keep moving, though, right? Just put one foot in front of the other and keep moving.
Yeah.
Well, but it's like crazy, the technology. I mean, you guys have been doing this a while, right? How things have evolved and what
sure.
we did.
How they've changed.
Before, we were writing it on note cards and triplicate in papers, and the sergeant would rip it up because you misspelled a word. You know, you can white it out. And now it's, you know.
Sure.
You talk to a machine now. It's almost dictating what you do.
Right.
It's just
you know, I was joking around with a buddy of mine not too long ago, and we were talking about how when years ago, we had a much more room in the police cars.
Yeah.
Because nowadays we have computers
all
and
of all of the stuff.
Screens and everything.
We've got all of this
stuff. What happened to the lights that just went on and off?
You know, right.
Now, side lights, rear lights, flashing light, blink lights. Right. It's just crazy. Yeah,
now,
just,
so obviously, talking about technology, you humbly say, well, you know, you're not the most technologically advanced guy, but you backwards. Always have.
Wait, we're not going to skip over that.
Yeah. Well, and I'm in that same.
Yeah.
Right, boat with you. However, you always have your eye on technology.
Yeah.
Why is that so important to you, Chief?
So I will tell you, it's really, you know, because law enforcement evolves so quickly, and you're right. I've said that openly. I'm probably the worst, least technological savvy guy that you'll ever meet. I got to have trouble help setting up the cell phone. Like, what are these new apps? What does this do? How do you move that? Right, I'm just, hello? You know, that's all I want to do.
I think it was Brittany teaching you how to do the talk to text.
There's a lot of times, just give it here and let me fix it. But I do believe that technology is the future, that it's here now, and we have to embrace it. I think we've been a little bit ahead of others in doing that, whether it's the real-time crime center and the camera systems that we have, incorporating that with training. We just signed a deal. We're going to get the Virtra system. Some other departments have that, bringing it here, you know, you're in this whole simulator. You can go up to 3 to 4 officers at one time. I think that's going to be great.
Wow.
I will incorporate that with training and our recruits, but I also want to incorporate that with the community. I want them to come in and see what it's like and feel what it's like. You know, sometimes, well, why don't you just do this? Why don't you and let them be in those real scenarios.
And that's the training scenario that we'll set up, correct?
Absolutely. It's going to go to the academy. Man, I've just been waiting, and it's expensive, right? Mm-hmm. But we were able to do it with grants. So I just think that's going to make us better. And if you escalate, the situation escalates. If you de-escalate it's just fantastic. So I'm looking forward to that. But I think that our department has got a good reputation for being progressive with technology, and that spreads. So individuals will come here. Hey, we'd like you to try this out. Other departments may come and see.
Sure.
So whether it's one of the first to have body-worn cameras, how we incorporate that, ShotSpotter, the first in the state to have that. I think that's important. And,
sure.
and people, I'll get calls from other departments. What do you think of this program? What do you think of this? What do you think of this technology? And I tell them the same. You get out of it what you put into it. If your officers embrace it and you use it, it's a great tool. If it's there and it sits on a shelf, then it's going to collect dust. So, but for me, I think I like pushing that. I think that starts at the top, bringing new things in. I also think that helps with recruiting. I think younger officers, right, that grew up doing all this, right, I'm playing Atari. What was the ball that bounced back and forth?
Oh, yeah, ping pong.
Pong.
Yeah, there you go.
Me and you, my friend,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Right? That was like...
Asteroid?
Yeah, that was it. And that was advanced, right?
Sure, it was.
But I think officers today, young people today, want, hey, what kind of technology do you have? And I think that helps us in recruiting new talent here. I think that's one of the things that really helped us with staffing. And, man, when I see those detectives and the stuff that officers are doing now, I think Chief Creswell tells a story where he went to a crime scene, and there was somebody that said, hey, Chief, I pulled up this on the screen already. I've already checked that. He's like,
you know, blown away.
When I was there, I'm writing it on a card. Like, wait, what did you, can you hold on? Can you write?
Sure.
What is that? Can somebody, you know.
3x5 cards. Remember,
yeah, 3x5 cards. Yeah.
Very important to us.
Yeah. So yes, technology is huge. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I got a little ahead of myself earlier, but I wanted to ask you this. Your parents obviously had a huge influence on you. We got to meet them because they came here to visit.
They did.
What a pleasure.
Yeah.
Father was in the service.
Yeah.
And your mom was a teacher.
Yeah, Marine. He was in Vietnam. It doesn't talk about it a lot unless you sit down and have a really, you know, you get some intimate conversation with him. Mom taught school for 30 years, third grade. Still talks to me like I'm in the third grade. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You were an amazing student then.
No, I wasn't. I still have nightmares. You do a report. Remember when we actually had to write them, right?
Right.
And she would proofread them, and she had like these red pens, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the red pen would come back, and it's inked everywhere. And I'm like, I can't even understand this. So I would tease her sometimes, like, well, how would you say that sentence? And she goes, well, I would say it this way. And I'm like, okay,
sounds good.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, man. Oh my gosh, I'd have to write a report, three or four. I would have better luck with the teachers in school than I had getting it through my mom. But she majored in education, and she was all over that stuff. But we still make fun of that today.
Right.
But you know, Melissa, we got some people in our academy, in our department, that are big into report writing, right? One might be sitting next to you. Like, we'll sit down to a policy. You know, let's just say, because we're friends here, right? When we're doing a policy review meeting or looking at new policies, you know, that Morgan Teagens, needs to be a comma there. Line four should have a hyphen. And
I may or may not have slid a couple of things over to him to proof check.
It's only two
for
spaces
me.
After a period, sometimes one. Yeah,
that's right.
So no, you got to have that. But yeah, they're good. I'm blessed, blessed.
So having been here for seven years now, yes, right, and enjoying it fully.
Absolutely, completely.
Can you share with us, like, where's this department going in the future? What's your vision for this agency?
So people talk to me all the time, like, what are the biggest three things you want? One is you got to invest in the people that you're bringing in. You got to have good people. We can teach you all that stuff on that Batman belt and policies and procedures, search and seizure, but you got to have people that are good here. If you care about people, that's who I want.
Right.
And sometimes they're not the most talented, right? And some individuals, right, that have been in law enforcement, oh, no, we can't do it. It's black or white. You used to not have anybody that has a tattoo on their, a star behind their ear. Now look, you got to bring good people into an organization and watch good things happen. So number one is continuing to recruit and bring the best people here. I like when you talk to young officers and why did you pick this city? In my time, it was, man, this is where you get to be a real police officer. You got the best equipment, the best car.
Sure.
I like when somebody sits across the table and says, because I see what you guys do in the community. I see how you interact with youth, and I want to be a part of that. I like that. So that's number one. Number two is to continue with training. This year, we're really, really focusing heavy on training, on developing schools ourselves. We've got that new academy. We're bringing a lot of training here. But I think a better trained department is a better department. And I think officers like that. I think they appreciate that. And it's a little bit of a way to take a break, get back. Hey, what's the newest thing? How do we do? I'm trying to send officers. I think somebody just went to Springfield, Illinois. I'd like hearing what are other departments doing? What can we take from that? Are we ahead of the game? Are we kind of holding our own? Or are we starting to fall behind? And then the third thing is continuing technology. What's the newest thing out there? You know, we will probably be number one or number two in the state for drones as a first responder. We're very heavy in the conversations. We're probably 1 or 2 months away. I think when the new budget rolls around in July, I think that's probably the next thing. I'm excited. We're going to have some sergeant promotions coming up. The mayor, the city council, our city manager have been great with us with the budget. And I'll tell you, as I talk to other chiefs, I think we are really blessed here. This community, city council, the mayor, city manager, they support this department. Now, they ask hard questions, as anybody should, right? But I think those constituents who vote, I think those citizens who go to city council meetings and they talk about things, I think that gets back to people. And that's why it's so important, right? You invest in people to build relationships, to make your city better and community better. And I think that's like a 360 approach. So I think they deserve the best officers. They can get the best training, the best technology we can get here, and then bringing officers, bringing individuals, sworn and civilian both. And don't forget our dispatchers, right? You got to care about people. That's the people. If you're in sports, I see you got your Buffalo Bills. Everything was,
go Bills, baby!
Was that in the cleaners today? I mean, you know, football's not even here yet, but it's okay.
Yeah,
this is baseball season.
I'm a year-long fan, sir. I don't only cheer when they win. Like, for example, the you know which team I'm talking about.
I understand. Right. So it's that 360 approach. I think makes all the difference in the world. But it's just like sports. The guy who comes in or the girl who comes in and starts earlier and is the last one to leave the field or the gym,
sure,
right? It's the same thing. You bring good quality officers in here that want to do this job, that care about community, They're the ones that are going, I'll stay over. I'll sign up to work that overtime. Hey, you need someone to, I'll stay back and handle this. Those are the people you want to hold on to.
Right.
Those are the same people that you want field training, new officers sure. being an impact. So it's hard to overcome somebody who has that drive. That's the person you want.
Right. And they're passionate about what they're doing.
They're passionate, compassionate.
And they're willing to share it.
Absolutely.
And they're willing to share it with yep. others, which is an incredible trait, passing it forward yep. at you all times. Yeah, and I sense you do a lot of that, Pat, moving it forward.
I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, the Young Adult Police Commissioner program is something I'm very proud of.
Right.
Because we invest in these kids. And I you know, we should have 24, right? Four from each high school, 6 times 4 is 24. I think we got like 45 this year, mm-hmm. right? That's crazy. But to have those kids, that's all word of mouth.
Right.
But I'll tell you, it didn't start out that way, right? Melissa and Monica White came to me and said, hey, look, we can't run it this way. We got to change it. And I'm like, no, it should be this way, right?
Right.
And they're like, let us. And I kind of took my hands off and look at where we're at today. So they really created that foundation, Lieutenant Allen and Captain Funiak now, but Monica and Melissa really changed that whole structure, sure. and I think it's been phenomenal sure. for us.
And not only are they advisors to you, but they're also advocates for us.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So, I stayed late last night to write a recommendation letter into the National Honor Society.
Wow.
For one of the now, I was like, hey, what's that? I was never a part of that, right? right. Yeah. And where do you get this, like, 4.26 grade point average?
Incredible.
Right? How do you? I thought right. it was 4. How do you get above all this stuff, yeah. right? I was like, I was an overachiever, right? Hoping to get the 3.2 maybe, you know?
Right, right.
4.26. What are you going to do with that?
Matt, how are we doing on time, sir?
Well, I think we could probably test Chief with some rapid fire here if you think he's ready for it.
Yeah, but I have one more question, sir. And sure, I know that the
I'm a little worried about this rapid fire stuff.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Yeah, but, yes, sir.
I know that people are just dying to find out
yeah.
why Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Why is that your? Because since you've been here, Chief.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
So I'll tell you.
I feel like that was before he got here.
It was definitely before, but I never could drink coffee.
Okay.
Right. So I'm going to give you, I never could drink coffee. And you know, like you see traditional police officers walk in, I got a cup of coffee.
Right.
You ever run into Chief Hires or Chief Grant said, don't talk to them before they have their coffee. And then you got some of these guys like Millette and Creswell walking around with these fancy, like, I don't know, iced coffee, some cream floating on the top. It looks like a smoke cloud. And I'm like, what is that? There's a coffee with ice in it. And look, I don't know what all that is, but that caffeine, I think that's where it is. And then when I would drink regular, I started like, man, I can't even get my britches buttoned anymore.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
That's pants, if you didn't know.
Yeah,
Melissa.
That's pants, yeah.
Right?
So
that's probably the caffeine, Diet Mountain Dew. That's, but yeah.
So from your days on the road, if you
days
will.
Days on the road.
Kept you awake.
Yeah, kept you, some of those long days, you know, that we work sometimes. Absolutely.
They are long. Melissa, shall we get into it?
Take it easy on me in these rapid fire, man. I hear like people walk away here like shaking with this
oh,
rapid fire.
Oh, come on.
Stuff.
They're not that bad.
Will you do the honors, Melissa?
You want me to start?
If you
okay.
don't mind. Yeah,
all right.
Sounds good.
Rapid question number one. Pen or pencil?
Oh my gosh. I would say pen. The only problem is Chief Creswell and Brittany Morrison, always my assistant and Chief Creswell, they always take my pens, right? I'll sign something and they never have one that works. So they'll borrow mine. You know, they walk around with the gold pens, but here's the secret. A lot of times those gold pens don't even work, right?
Yep.
And so here.
Chief,
right?
Stop so, telling our look, secrets.
So Creswell especially. I'll go in Creswell's office, he have four pens laying on his desk and they're all mine, right? So yeah, but no, I would definitely go with pens.
Yeah. Melissa, pen? Yeah.
Same.
I love a pencil.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you're a pencil guy.
Oh, there's something therapeutic about sharpening it.
Yeah, but what about the eraser when you use the eraser and you rip the paper? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to be gentle with
you
it.
You got to be gentle.
No doubt.
You have that more gentle touch of it.
Well, hand. Thank you. Appreciate that.
No worries.
All right,
oh
question number two. Baked potato, mashed potatoes, or French fries?
Wow. It's hard. For me, it's hard to get past the mashed potatoes, man. You put some butter on that, let that stuff sink in the middle. Oh, my gosh. Now, I got to watch the carbs, but, you know, I tried this cauliflower stuff, potatoes, right? I don't know what that is.
Ooh.
Cauliflower.
Mashed, and then you add everything to it that you would.
Do you like it, Melissa?
I bet you if you slid it in, he wouldn't even know the difference.
No, mashed potatoes, I'm going to put some butter on there. And a little bit of salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper, perfect, that's right. No gravy, we don't need any of that stuff.
No, I don't need, why are you drowning out?
You're ruining it.
No, salt, yeah.
Cauliflower, Melissa.
Cauliflower.
Listen, you never know. You never know. All right, am I next? Okay.
Yes, you are.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Can we just do like a true false or something?
No, too easy. Favorite board game?
Oh, man, favorite board game. I'm surprised you didn't ask cards. I would have thrown the spades out there. I'm always looking for a good spades game. Board game, probably Monopoly. I probably played that a lot as a kid. I would enjoy that. Remember the game Life? It had the wheel?
Yep. Yeah.
Right. So you'd get those cards and you had like the people in it. Or you need to have like, yeah, right? And I would always like, every time I move with the people would fall out. I can't get that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I'm with, I'm on board. Monopoly is yeah, one of my Monopoly. Favorites.
Yeah.
You, Melissa?
Risk.
Oh,
Risk.
Oh, okay. My dad had me playing Risk when I was like 8.
Some
oh, yeah.
You got some anger issues. Okay.
Well, you know.
Want to conquer the other country?
Listen, like, oh, okay.
Listen. Yep.
All right.
Strategy.
Question number four. What was your last impulse buy?
Last impulse buy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not a, you guys don't see me in them a lot, but I'll buy a Cincinnati Reds hat, right? So when they come out with a new hat,
really?
I'll buy it. So yeah, in my place, I've probably got 20 different Cincinnati Reds hats. But you don't see them in the uniform and stuff like that. But yeah, probably like that. Whether I'm ordering them or I'm home and buying one, something like that, yeah.
So you have a collection if you
will. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, the other thing I like is when I send officers out to different departments or different events, whatever, especially out of our city, like bring me back a baseball. So like the minor league team down in Pensacola where Chief Randall is, I've got a baseball right there. Spencer just went up to Boston, brought me back a baseball from Fenway
Park. Wow.
So yeah, so I do. If you go in my office, there's a bunch of, I got 100 baseballs in the closet.
Right.
But the really cool thing is if I can get somebody to sign it, and I don't mean like a star, right?
Sure.
So if I get like a former chief to sign a baseball and give it to me, that's somebody I learned from, or Lieutenant Brightwell in Richmond will sign a baseball and give it to me. That's something that I'll keep. Baseball means something to me, and then to have that there with that signature on there, that means a lot. So yeah, the people I work with or have worked with, spent time with, like I have a baseball signed by John Cohen in my office. So that's I always remember that. That's important to me.
It's sentimental too,
yeah,
as well.
That's, there you go.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, Melissa, let's do the last one, will you?
Wait. Did you guys got any last impulse buys? What are you guys?
I sure was trying to move right along.
Yeah. How come you guys don't have to answer these questions?
I've been answered.
What's your last impulse
really?
Buy?
Oh, gosh.
Go ahead, Melissa.
A pair of Jordans.
Oh, my gosh.
Chief, Jordans, that's nice, though, Melissa.
Yeah?
Good. I mean, at least it's something.
What are you going to tell me, Maury? What do you got?
I don't know.
Lay it out there. It's okay.
Just tell it. Go ahead.
It's a friendly crowd.
I don't impulse buy.
You don't impulse
no,
buy?
No, I
them?
Literally
oh my
will
gosh.
Research everything.
You are a researcher.
I'm a boring. Yeah, I'm boring.
You are a researcher.
Yeah.
Melissa, I should have told you. When I got here, I got to have this like Italian meal. So I don't know if people know, but Morgan, like, spent time, grew up in Italy. And we talked about Italian food, and I was like, we can go to Olive Garden or something?
Oh,
man,
no.
I had these eyes that like pierced through me.
Sacrilegious, right?
Right. So he took me over. He took me to his mom and dad's house. His mom was like, no, you sit here, and there's food come out. And I thought, okay, well, and then here will come another tray, and then another tray. I'm like, who are we cooking for? The whole neighborhood?
Yeah.
Is there
other
people coming? I don't see any other seats.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just great. You have a great family. Hope mom and dad are doing well. But
there will.
I enjoy that, man.
Yeah,
that
interesting story. My mom saw Chief Drew. I don't know if it was on television or the newspaper. They read the newspaper every day, my parents, cover to cover, right?
Oh, wow.
And so they saw Chief Drew, and my mom said, oh, he's coming from another, you know, city, and is his family here? And
where's
I was like,
this crazy guy
his family,
from,
no, is in another state. She's like, oh, well, you know, he has to have a home-cooked meal, and the next thing you know, I'm inviting Chief Drew to my parents' house so my mom can make him a meal.
A real Italian meal.
Yeah, she enjoyed you coming over. All right, last question. Here
last
we go.
Last one. Best way to spend a rainy day?
Oh, I'll tell you. So I enjoy reading pretty deep in my faith. I think that helps me a lot. But rainy day, like right now, it's March Madness, right? Getting down to the Final Four. But I love sitting at home, watching a good baseball game. We were talking a little bit before the show. I remember I would get up early on a Saturday morning. I had to cut the grass, right? Labor. I'm cutting the grass.
Marine Corps,
and,
Dad.
Yep. Oh, he's like, you missed a spot. Okay. But I'd watch the baseball bunch when I was a kid, and then I'd come in and watch the Cincinnati Reds or the Atlanta Braves play TBS, right? They're always on. And just watch a ball game with my dad. So I think that's kind of how baseball became so important to me.
Right.
We developed a relationship that way, and we still talk about it. Wow. He's a big Kentucky fan, so I had to push back Kansas Jayhawks in basketball college.
Okay.
But football, it's Ohio State, and baseball. Win or lose, it's Cincinnati. I see Melissa with that New York Yankee shirt on.
Yeah.
And we always go, we tease each other, but 1976. Anybody get bored? Let's take a look. You know, you play 7 games in a World Series, and that year the Reds only needed to play 4 that year.
Wow.
That's what we're going to do.
1976. Yeah.
So maybe when we get to like show 35 and the season is coming to an end, we'll bring them back
on. We'll see how that works out.
And so find out where we are in the standings
I saw Jay Gale opening day. He's a big baseball fan. He said, Chief, you see the score the Yankees won, right?
Oh.
And he's like, so that, you know, I said, yeah. He's like, so now he's like, they're going to the World Series, and I mean, already game one. But it's just like my dad. Yeah. Yeah. This is the year, son. This is the
this
year.
This is it.
This is the year.
So I imagine you've been to a couple of live games.
Oh, man. Every time I go home, I try to. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know,
just going to the ballpark, you know?
Yeah.
But I know we're short on time, Matt, but I'm telling you, this is the best part of my day. on a Saturday, especially this time of year, I'll try to hit a lot of community events, and they play like Pee Wee or Little League football, baseball right there at Deer Park.
Yep.
Man, I'll pull in there and just go sit in the stands and just watch these kids play.
I love
it's
that.
Just, man, it's just great. And some people are like, is that the Chief? and I just watch the game, man. I love that. We were just talking about, I want to see the captains. I haven't got to see them play this year yet. Minchville, Warwick High School, Woodside, Denby, that we used to have a commissioner that played Denby baseball. And just to go in there and watch it. Just something about being at a ballpark. Basketball's moving so fast. Nothing wrong with that, right? Football, you know. But baseball, man, you can sit and have a conversation, watch a game, and
it was so it's great. Therapeutic.
Yep, very much.
I love it.
Very much.
Well, Chief, thanks a million for coming by today.
No, I thank you guys for letting me, man. You guys do. I appreciate you all doing this, you know, developing this podcast. And what are we at? This is the 25th?
This is 25.
Man, that's amazing. But, no, you guys do great, and I think it's a great way to market our department. And just so you know, we're human, right?
Right.
Outside those uniforms, we're just like everybody else. We drink our diet Mountain Dew. We like to have I'm surprised there was not a lot more food questions. I was a little worried about that, man. Hot wings and pizza and all that, and eating healthy and all that stuff. But no, I just, the human side of what we do, man. I think that's great. And I really appreciate what you guys do day in and day out, no doubt.
Well, we appreciate you giving us this platform. Yeah, thank you
absolutely.
So much.
Thank you, sir.
And we are on a bunch of different platforms, aren't we?
Oh, yes. We're everywhere. If you watch your podcast there, you can find us there. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you like below and come back and see us next time.
Thanks for joining us. Cheers, everyone.